Look at what I found.
Give it to me so it don't get lost.
How about you should have had your own?
You should have.
No. How is that even remotely make sense? We both sat and talked.
Why because didn't you write I keep down? Up with my stuff.
But no, then why didn't you write it down?
You did wonder. I knew you would do a really good job. No, listen, let me give you your flowers.
Not.
I know you would do a really good job.
Of what?
Getting everything down on paper and keeping it organized. What I know you suck at is keeping up with the things that you put down on paper.
Or you could just write down your
own.
What
I'm going to do is tell you what to do.
Write down your own.
Kick it out.
Listen, y'all know what this is. Is this going to cause an argument? God, my dang. Name is Angel. This little rat bastard over here is my co-host and husband.
Get your punk ass hand out of here.
We over here.
I'm Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Thank y'all for tuning in. We over here, y'all. We going on tour again this year.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. We're going on tour. Why does my stomach look like it in the camera? First of all, if you're listening to us, you can also watch us on YouTube at That Chick Angel TV.
Yeah, anyways, so we're going on tour. We went over the tour, like just to get built, putting the skeleton together. We was putting the frame up.
The frame of what we're doing on stage.
Yeah, so Angel's down there. She's writing and chewing and breathing hard and writing and chewing and breathing hard.
Probably looking at guns on his cell phone, giving me.
I was not.
Cars.
My phone was down. I was sitting there.
So had two free hands.
Yeah, I did because you was already writing. That's
called
good teamwork. Ain't no point in both of us doing the same thing, coming up with the same stuff. No.
So you
writing down what I'm deciding that we're doing.
So
of course, in true Angel fashion, hold up. We sat down again. We was like, well, let's go over this again because we only went over it one time. In true Angel fashion, she ain't got the goddamn notebook.
Because it's not a notebook that I usually take out of the house. We were here in the office shooting. So I said, okay, well, let's talk.
It's 2 weeks ago.
It was not 2 weeks ago. It was a month ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What moon you talking about when we wrote this down?
No.
Oh, you're talking about when
we went over it.
For the second time.
Yes.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Two weeks ago. I've been asking for this notebook ever since.
But
where is
he
it
had
at?
It in his own notebook.
Where is it at?
I said, it's at home.
Of course it's at home.
Of course it's at home. But why are none of these thoughts written down in your own handwriting somewhere or typed into your phone?
Because every time I pick up my phone, hey, be right here, Marcus, get out your phone.
Because typically,
Marcus is watching videos. So that's why I put my phone down.
And I'm like, all right,
you done? You write that down? All right, so next up.
So yeah, they have a question.
We're
going
to do this.
Where is your notebook?
At the house.
Oh, at the house. Of course it's at the house.
Ask me what's written in my notebook.
Is it the tour
stuff?
Nothing
concerning what we about to do here.
That's so dumb.
Why?
Because you should have it written down.
I shouldn't have to have it written down if you got it written down.
See, that's the problem. No, it ain't the
problem. You the problem.
No, this is always the case.
Because apparently you can have your key to something, you can have it written down, you can have anything. It's going to be gone.
And you not going to have shit. But complaints.
I'll just copy it. I'll rip the page out,
copy it.
And then I'm going to duct tape it back in there. And I'm going to duct tape that damn notebook closed.
No. Here, I'll tell you what it says.
No,
write it down.
I ain't writing shit down.
Of course you're not. We used to have this problem. He's finally learned it. I would teach Marcus how to do something concerning the tech behind either putting up the podcast or posting. Because Marcus, at one point in time, was new to this industry. Now, I say at one point in time because as of 2021, he was full-time, and we had 2026. So you got 5 years in.
Yeah.
But as of, I would say, last year or maybe towards the end of the year before that, Marcus would still have me walk him through. You remember I brought this up to the therapist. Walk it through. And I'll be like, can't you just write it?
No. That was stuff specifically for what you had going on. As far as like the podcast stuff, I had that down to a T.
No. Do you not recall? I would be like, Marcus, I've showed you how to do this. It would be like for the vlog sometimes. I'll be like,
yeah, the vlog is something that I never really handled. So yeah, for the vlog, yeah.
Right. But after about the third time, I said, Marcus, if you would write it down, you could just go back to your notes. And you were like, nah, I'd rather just ask you.
Yeah.
And I was like, easier. However, it's taking me away from whatever work I'm doing, where if you would just write it down, nah.
Because the thing is, it's not like this was happening like every week or every month. It would just be like randomly. It's like, hey, could you post this? I'm like, I ain't done it.
It wouldn't be a, hey, could you? No, go ahead.
It would be like, hey, I need you to do this or whatever. I didn't get a chance to do it. I haven't done this in, it'd be stuff that I was supposed to recall from like 2, 3, maybe 4 months ago. And I'm just like, I don't, what app is this even on? I've done this one other time other than when you asked me to.
I feel like we're experiencing this very differently.
Okay.
Yeah. It would be more frequent than what you're saying for certain things.
No. It would be different things, but the frequency, no, it would be like, okay, I need you to do this. Oh, I ain't done that. And all right, now what I need to do? Well, Mars, we went over this once or twice last year. I haven't done this since. And then it'd be something different. It's like, I'm like, Angel, I haven't done this stuff.
But like, do you see how writing, if you were to write it down though, you'd be like, I don't remember.
Yeah. It was still a lot quicker and easier for me to be like, so what I do here, Marcia, do here. All right, cool. Thank you. And then that was in September. Come March, would you do that? Oh, how I do this again? But, oh, you do this.
If you write it
simple
down.
Simple as that.
If you
plain and simple, and here we are. Apparently, my way was perfectly fine.
No, for you.
Moving on.
For you. Because the thing is, I forget how to do stuff all the time. But what do I have to do? I have to go research it again. Because I don't.
I did too. I would research it.
No, you would ask me.
Yeah, you would go to the internet, right? Internet.
I'm not the internet.
Yeah, you are when
I'm
doing
not
this.
The internet.
I got it on audio right here. Just ask you.
No. No.
Hey Siri, I mean Angel.
Not either. Oh, you.
What all does she want under this blog right here? And it wasn't like it was 2, 3 steps. It'd be 15, 20 steps to this shit.
I don't think he realizes. Like, I don't have that. I don't have that person.
Yeah, you do. You know how I find it quickly. You just.
But you can do the same thing. Because you be liking to be on your phone. You can do the same thing.
I'm doing stuff I want to do.
Okay. All right. See. This is why.
Doing stuff I want to do.
Well, you're going to write down when we finish this. I'm going to talk through the notes. You can type it in your phone and then you can print it.
Okay.
Why you say okay like that?
Okay.
Why you
say
that?
Yeah, I will. Come on.
No,
what else
no, no.
You doing?
It sounds like you're saying that sarcastic.
Oh, no. Angel be on that gum. Y'all know she be on that gum. And she breathes. And when she's busy, for some reason, she breathes louder. It's.
Okay, so.
But she can't take the sound of nobody else breathing.
I know. That's how what's it called?
Oh, mesothelioma in my ass. No. Get out of here.
Mesophonic works. Anyways, as I was saying, why were you saying that sarcastically?
I wasn't.
Okay, so now you're just going to lie. I just can't. Somebody said both of us chew loudly. There you go.
Y'all rarely hear me chew on the mic.
But when you do, it's loud. When you have breakfast, the Patreon has heard you chew on the mic because we'll get breakfast. Okay.
I don't chew loud.
I'm loving all the spirit of self-acceptance.
Well, if my food is loud, I'm going to chew loud. If it's something crunchy, it's going to be loud.
Marcus, baby.
All right, I chew loud.
Okay. It'd be Marcus the perfect, Angel the mess. The problem. Yeah. Oh, yes, the problem. Anyway, how are you doing?
I was doing good before you walked up in here in this office. No, I'm doing all right. Physically, I'm a little torn down. Mentally, I'm cool.
I'm great. I went to church twice yesterday, and that was really good to be in the house of the Lord, because I definitely planned on coming home to cook, but I ended up going to go see my girlfriend preach. her and Melissa preach, her and my sister Melissa preach so similarly, and I just now realized it. Except for she's funny. She's funnier. Melissa doesn't really do jokes. She can, but Tamara be up there with a 5-minute set inside of the middle of her sermon. So that really put me in good spirits. Kind of was a good recalibration of where I need to be focused and where I need to be. And we got good news from our son last night. Also, we're going to hit all this stuff. Also, I saw myself getting dragged online for one of the first stops, and it tickled me pink. I absolutely found a lot of it humorous, even though I know the people were dead ass serious. That actually made it even more humorous to me.
That stuff be, it do be enjoyable when you find somebody. It's been people I blocked. I'm just like, all right, y'all ignorant. But when they get on here and like truly despise or hate me, it is so funny.
I was just
it truly like, go ahead.
I just, you know, as a non-elected official, I'm not even official. As a non-elected, non-official, just a civilian, I find it very very strange how my actions can impact someone so greatly. Mm-hmm. So I'll tell y'all more about it. Today's episode is being sponsored by our companies, Mama Likes, Man Shit, which also has Queen Shit. Mm-hmm. So y'all can check all that out. But go ahead. What's wrong?
Oh, no, I was going to say why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling.
Please.
No, the reason I'm sore, y'all, is this weekend I put up electric fence in the backyard. So in our backyard, we have, it's all our property, but one side of it, the HOA takes care of, so it's fenced off. Like, we technically don't even have access to that, but, you know, I just put up a ladder and get over the fence. Mm-hmm. But all the coyotes, they be coming up, all the wildlife is on that other side of the fence, and Castle be trying to kill him through the fence, and they be trying to bite at him through the fence. So I was putting up electric fence on that side. And they, if once they see it, they're probably gonna have to, they could probably gonna write a letter, ask us, take it down, but I don't give a shit. They can kiss my ass. They can come take it down. But I was doing that cause I'm just like, I'm sick of dealing with this issue. But so problem is the electric is low. So all day, what was that, Saturday? All day Saturday, I'm down on my knees.
And you on the other side of the?
Yeah, I had to start on, I did most of it on the other side.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to get over the fence. There's like a, it was a 7-foot, I think, 7-foot, 8-foot fence. So put my, I just put the ladder on it.
Okay.
So I get on one side and get on the other. But it's all really low, of course. So I'm down there cutting wood and strapping these things on to anchor all the little insulators. So the wire ran the wire on the other side, tying everything down. I was tired that day. I didn't feel it until Sunday. And I was like, oh, it felt like I did a leg workout. I wish the back felt like just a workout, but it don't. Yeah. It was hurting.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was doing that all Saturday and recovering from it on Sunday. And allergies from being over on that side. Look, the difference between one side of the fence and the other is truly like the grass is greener on the other side. Mm-hmm. Once you hit the other side of the fence, you are truly in the middle of wilderness.
Yeah.
It's like even the mosquitoes are worse on the other side of the fence.
Yeah.
Like Marcus, my son, he saw me. He was laughing. He said, why you got on your camouflage? Because I got this this basically like a netted suit specifically for.
You see me wear it when I did acting like my husband for Halloween.
Yeah. That is like it's breathable. Like breeze goes right through it, but it keeps out insects, specifically mosquitoes. That's what it's made for when people are out fishing or hunting or whatever they're doing in the woods.
I bet you he didn't.
What?
They said, did you film it?
I started to film it, but it was just so much going on. I had a lot going on. It was way too much. I had Castle with me for some of the day. Took him to PetSmart to pick up some more food. Then took him to the hardware store to pick up the material. Then once I brought all that back, Lala. I had to go to, Lala too. And I had to go to the storage unit to get my, because I don't keep those saws and stuff at the house. I had to go to the storage unit to load all that stuff up in the truck, came back. Now I'm like, all right, I don't want to have to be doing this all weekend. I'd rather get it all done in one day. So then I'm cutting wood, and yeah, it was just a lot. I didn't film it. I thought about filming it, but I was like, it's just going to extend this past what I need to do.
I, on that same day, had a bunch of, it was Delta all Saturday. But it was good that we kicked off Sisterhood Month activities and whatnot. Why I got dragged? Y'all already guessed it in the comments. So, I did not know, like actually multiple of my friends, I found out that the origin of the Target boycott was from two black women in Minneapolis. Most of my close friends thought that it was prompted by the pastor in Atlanta. I'm blanking on it. Jamal Bryant. That's where most of us heard about it. Because again, he was doing interviews about it, like with major black platforms. So my husband and my sister and I on the phone, and he said, I know where Angel is going.
Yeah, we was all on, I don't know if it was FaceTime or the phone, and I'm like, I hear Angel driving, and I'm like, oh, I know where you are. Maybe your sister asked where you're going. I said, I know exactly where she's going. You was like, where? I was like, Target.
And I was like, why would I be going to Target?
I was like, oh, the boycott's over, because I had seen all this stuff coming out where, you know, apparently they met three of the four of the five demands that was asked for by Jamal Bryant, Pastor Jamal Bryant, or whatever he is, minister. And I was like, oh, so yeah, the, you know, boycott's over. They still working on other stuff, but Target agreed that they're going to do, you know, X, Y, and Z or whatever. When I tell you, I don't think she was like, oh, I didn't hear this. I was like, yeah, so we're in the middle of like looking this up. And they're like, oh yeah, it was on this network, it was on that network. Before we even get back to Angel, this is like, so when are you going? Angel is parking and walking through the parking lot. It was like, the only way she was sitting out front. Waiting, like, eventually this boycott going to be over with.
I have been wanting to get Kalana stuff. I have been wanting to see what was in the store. And I wanted to get Tab stuff. Because I don't even know what they dropped. Kalana stuff for Target is only sold in Target. And obviously Tab stuff outside of her hair products. But our home goods stuff is all sold in Target. So I surely was like, I'm going in here and getting my good sister's stuff. And so when we talked about it on the podcast, because I kept seeing in comments, who is Jamal Bryant? And I was thinking, how y'all not know who he is? He started the...
I know him from the Target boycott.
Yeah, so
I've never heard of this dude, Jamal. Y'all know I'm not the church kid that be up on the gospels and the preachers and stuff. So I didn't hear this name before, me personally, until the Target boycott.
So it literally wasn't until Here's the Thing that I found out, oh, he did not start this. He started a fast, which was separate from the boycott.
Yeah.
Absolutely had no idea. So
I found this out yesterday.
Yes, Marcus found out yesterday. So honestly, no shade to those two women who did start it. I just completely was not aware because it was being overshadowed by his popularity. His stuff was coming up in my feed more.
I know his wife from Real Housewives. Yes. Ex-wife from Real Housewives of Philly?
No, Potomac.
Oh, Potomac. Uh-huh, I saw P. I don't know. I don't be watching him.
So, truly, I was like, oh, yeah, yes, he's a Morehouse man. Anyways, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm about to go get this stuff. So when we talked about it, you know, a lot of people were like, I'm never going back. Which is fine. I think people can have all right to be like, I'm divesting fully. I never agreed with the boycott, fast, whatever, of Target.
Same.
I, however, fully participated to stand in solidarity.
Same.
With black folk. I honestly felt like we were boycotting the wrong company.
Absolutely.
In my honest opinion.
Yeah, reasons may have been solid.
Yeah.
But the wrong company.
Yes. I was just like, I don't agree, but I'm not about to facilitate a boycott. I'm not about to do all the research that Jamal Bryant had done, or that these women that I'm now just now finding out have done. But I said,
yeah, I've never heard of. I still don't know who these women are.
I of course heard their names, but as y'all know, names don't be staying in my head, so I don't even want to mess up. So I truly was like, I'm going to stand in solidarity. But once it's over, I had always planned on going back, not spending as much money as I did before. I needed to stop spending money, a lot of money in Target, not just because it was Target, but just because it wasn't making good financial sense. But I was never one of those, and I'll never be back. Ever. That was never me. Baby, the way these people, they called me a coon. The way I've been called cheap, the way I've been called ignorant, willfully cheap. Ignorant. Huh?
Cheap?
Sheep.
Oh, sheep.
Sheep.
I was like, Target ain't cheap.
The way I've been called every name but a child of God made me quite literally laugh, because I was like, y'all calling me all these things because I shopped at a retail store that you no longer want to do business with.
Right. The biggest thing for me, I'll just reiterate, I know a lot of y'all probably already know this. We never agreed with this boycott with Target, but stood in solidarity. One, for our reasons, like, I know what Target does different from all the other corporations that people are still supporting.
Yes.
Which is they highlight black businesses. Mm-hmm. They hire more black people than any other company outside of the federal government.
Right.
And we got friends that got stuff in there. Like, that ain't even if they weren't friends, I know I can go in Target and find black designer stuff.
Yeah.
I ain't got to go to the mall or the swap meet or some other random place, Leimert Park, wherever. I can go to Target and be like, look it up. Oh, I know I can go in here and find some black stuff. The places that people are still supporting, they said, I ain't never going to Target, but I'm going to go up in Walmart. Walmart ain't got those things.
Yeah.
What company that you are, if you're replacing Target with, replace Target, or that you will okay shop with, like Amazon. Even Costco didn't do anything to do with their D. Yeah, they actually were against what everybody was saying. Yeah. Like, no, we got our own investors. But I can guarantee, I've said this before, I bet you can't go in Costco and find no black-owned stuff.
You can find some. It's just not going to be to the extent.
Not going to be to the extent. Like Target, even though all the companies were highlighting Black History Month, Target was doing it before it was popular and fun to do so.
Yeah.
You could, years and years ago, you could go in Target and find black-owned things specifically around Black History Month. But even outside of that, they were reaching out. Now, I know it probably stung because, like, when they were, you know, like all these companies, I don't know why they said the quiet part out loud of we're going to do this basically to appease our investors. But when you go to boycott something like Target, if Targets are closing down, if they're losing money, those are now hurting black families, which seems counterproductive of, I'm sure, of whatever reason that it was being boycotted to begin with. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. I understand. Probably the reason is like, well, they do this, 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 and this. So does this company, this company, that company, and that company. But why Target? It makes no sense to me.
So, again, I ain't never been one to want to have to virtue signal. So I've been very much so like, I'm doing this because I'm trying to be with us. But this is not the company I would have chose to boycott. And not because... excuse me. Honestly, because of the black businesses that I know they have really put on the map, as far as in because of the reach Target has, I personally did not like the thought of abandoning those businesses and people trying to say, well, you can buy stuff from their websites. That's not it's typically not the lip bar, yes. But a lot of these other businesses, they make collections exclusively with Target, and that is where their products are.
Right.
So
if you're going to boycott everything but the black thong stuff. Like, that's how you do it.
But, you know, some people, they were like, don't, you shouldn't do that. Anyways, my whole thing is, I was like, I don't understand why your panties are in a bunch, because me, a mother of four, a comedian,
right,
decided that when Jamal Bryant said that, because that was the thing I was participating in, was in the thing that he had called out. Now, if he was piggybacking off of those other ladies, again, I was just made aware of it on whatever day we shot Thursday on Here's the Thing. But if I'm like, oh, yeah, this is the man who called for it from what I heard, and so, and now he's saying it's over, okay, great. I'm going to go in and support the women that I've been wanting to support. Why are you so mad?
Yeah.
Why you, and it made me laugh because I was just like, I don't want to have that much effect on your life. I really don't. I want to definitely make you happy, meaning like make you laugh in your day. I want to make you feel good about yourself in your day, in that moment.
Right.
But I don't want to have that much effect on your day to day, like your overall day to day life. Yeah. I'm not an elected official. I'm not making laws.
Yeah, and he's the same people. Like, people will ignorantly hate or just be stupid when it comes to certain shit. It's just like, you want to hate this person or dislike, well, I can't believe they did this. I ain't never going back to her because of this. It's like, but what kind of car, what is the most recent car that you have purchased or leased? Mm-hmm. What company was that from? Do some research on that car company. Yeah. Do you not pay taxes? Because your money is going toward hiring people that hate people that look like you, that are shooting people in the streets.
Correct.
That's called taxes.
Yes.
Your salary pays police. Do you not pay taxes? Like, where is the line for you to be like, oh, I can't believe you go Target of all people, of all places?
I was like, I realized after I laughed, though, I got sad for those people who were like that angry. Because I'm like, for your sense of being to be that disrupted by my actions, something's off. Like, I don't, especially by this minute of an action. By me going to buy some Kalana Barfield pants, it shouldn't rile you up enough that you need to like be like, and that's why I'm like, that shouldn't. It should not pull that much out of you. So it makes me feel like, dang, something's off in their life.
Oh, absolutely.
That my action knocked them off of their kilter in this way. Hopefully they reset real quick. Hopefully maybe typing out that comment was enough to let them reset back to happiness. But I doubt it. So I was like, dang, man, that's...
That's some fingertip tempers, boy. They be... People be get on. Look, we all know the internet is a horrible, vile place. it is absolutely the worst. I don't get it. Like, there's people driving Teslas.
Right. And also, because I think about what's really happening. While Target, I think, had one of the worst, that what they did in January was one of the worst PR moments ever and not a wise business move. Last January.
Yeah.
Was a horrible PR moment and not a wise business move. That's the way I see it. Because at the end of the day, these companies, these big ones, they really all about the dollar.
I love even them. Are you watching TV?
Like them.
What network you watching? Like, it's all right wing owned.
Them investing in black businesses isn't because they have this righteous part of them. It's because it made sense monetarily. They knew they could capture an audience of people that wanted these products. So I understand this was a business move when they were doing it before. And then when they had this announcement of rolling back DEI measures, I felt like, oh, this is not a good business move. And it's terrible, terrible PR. I think about these bigger problems.
Yeah, and that was the quiet part why did they say that out loud?
But I think about the bigger problems. I think about the fact that we have a president in office that is linked to a sex trafficking ring. I think about the fact that we have
of children.
literal people who have been emboldened to rip people from their homes and kill people who are trying to protect those people, and there's no consequence. I think about the fact that there's for real a genocide actively happening that people have been hush about for almost, the genocide has been happening for about 2 years. We mm-hmm. haven't really been focused on it in about a year. I think about the fact that we still have severe election tampering and redlining that is happening. I don't know why my Target purchase is the thing that got people right. Like, that's the part that blows.
She went and bought some pants and a bottle of wine.
Like, that's the part that kind of like blows my mind, is that like we're lost. That's why also the whole, when I hear people, the saints getting riled up about saying the D9 is devil worshiping, I'm like,
we are in the beginning stages of World War III and nobody gives a shit, which is terrifying.
Right. I'm just like,
when world wars happen, civilians, not just across seas, but over here, are at risk also. Like,
this is what's so crazy. It says in the Bible, if we're talking about Christians, I just flipped the script, not even talking about the people who were talking about me, but flipping the script. It says in the Bible, if that is where you're choosing to pull your source of what is right and wrong, that the devil roams about like a lion seeking whom he may devour. A lion, while yes, it definitely knows how to, what do wildcats do when they're like waiting to pounce? It's like
prowl.
They prowl. So they might not be like out in the open, like killing things, but you know when you're in like lion territory, right? Where nobody is confused. So why would you think the devil would hide itself in the divine nine?
Stalk. Yeah.
Stalking. Thank you.
Yeah.
Would hide itself in the divine nine, hide itself in our like initiations, hide itself in community service, hide itself inside of getting degrees, hide itself inside of brotherhood and sisterhood.
Yeah.
That's not stalking. Like, that's like, we have the devil that is literally sitting
right
with its mane out. Like, it looks like a mane.
Pitchfork, horns.
Like, you know that you're in the lion's territory right now, and you are focused on us? Like, we're literally watching laws and rules being made to rip us to shreds. You see actions happening to drive us into a war where we will have so many casualties on our side, and y'all think that we're the devil? Okay. All right. So anyways,
next month Target gonna release a Divine Nine. They go Divine Nine partnership. Come on in here, get your merch.
Get your merch. But yeah, I just thought the reason why I even went onto YouTube, I was looking for, when me and Kevin had talked about the Academy Awards and trying to see what I said I thought was going to happen, to see how far off or how accurate I was. I think I might have said they were going to get 6 nominations. I thought I might have said 6 wins, but I think I said 6 nominations now that I think of it. But Marcus and I watched when Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
We weren't watching the Oscars.
You're not never going to catch me watching the Oscars.
I was so happened to be on the phone with my girlfriend Marquita, and she started screaming like she was on fire. And I was like, what? She was like, Michael B. Jordan won. So I told Marcus when I came home.
Yeah, so I looked it up.
And he was
and like, when they announced it, like, you know, they read it all off. And, you know, the winner is like Michael B. Jordan. It looked like he almost fainted, because I know he, like the rest of us, was like, what?
Right.
Even though we all know he deserves it.
Yeah.
That was, you know, of course he deserved it. Like, absolutely. It's just, they don't be giving it to her. They don't, you know, after all these, what was it? What's it called? Not Emmys. That's music, ain't it?
Grammys. No, Emmy, Golden Globes.
Golden Globes and all that. The stuff, you know, getting snubbed. We just going to get snubbed. We all know that's what's going to happen. When he won, it was like I'm sure he was more shocked. He wasn't nearly as shocked as everybody else was watching it.
Yeah.
But you could see it was just like, It almost looked like he like lost his physical control. Like he almost collapsed or something. It was just like the.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, I remember. Take it out. Go ahead.
Yes. You. Let me tell you. I don't know if Michael B. Jordan is a good man. Like, I've never met him. I've never heard anybody say anything negative about him. But let's assume he is a good man. Like, pretty, like, stand-up guy. If I were Lori Harvey, I would throw myself off a balcony.
Oh, I forgot all about them. You never know how serious these, like, celebrity relationships are to begin with.
It could have all been publicity. It could have. Definitively, yes. Even if it was I was hired for the job, I'd be like, why did my job end? Because I certainly could have, she could have been in the audience.
Uh-huh.
I said, you're not going to.
She would have got thanked.
Yes.
You know, my beautiful partner in life.
She's literally who I thought about. As soon as I saw her, I said, dang it, Lori. Because to be honest, if he is a good man.
Angel, I want to be thanked at the Oscars.
I'm trying.
Do it.
I'm trying.
God damn, we've been here for 20 goddamn years trying to get this done.
Well, you started as a little child.
Well, you should have started sooner.
Well, talk to my mama.
Call her ass right now.
But what I'm saying is that if he's a good man and now he's at the height of his career, he looks like he's in peak physical.
I was
going to
say, what if he ain't even at the height? I know. He's probably not at the height, though.
But he's in peak, seems to be peak physical shape. Mm-hmm. Like, takes, what else, like, where are you going to go from there?
Right.
Like, if that's, who's the next guy up?
I'm sure she's dating again, ain't she?
Oh, yeah. She's dated several people. Lori.
But I'm saying, like, she's probably, like, recently. It's not, I only hear about her when she's recently started dating somebody.
Yes, because people be up in that girl's business. That's true. I'm also like, who is of this man's caliber? Like, she got the best of us and no longer. Like, who you going to? Yeah,
maybe it's him.
She's still with Damson? Okay. Yeah, it's not the same. I don't think it's going to be a Michael B.
Yeah,
Jordan.
I'm like, I don't know who that is unless y'all say the full name. I got it now.
You know Damson Idris?
Yeah.
You sure who's he?
Yeah, Snowfall.
Okay. Was making sure
I know him as Snowfall. I don't know how y'all
know. I was making sure
y'all call him what his mama call him. I call him Snowfall.
I was making sure you would think it's Snowfall and not Luther.
Oh, Idris Ellis. Nah, not Idris Ellis.
It's not Idris Ellis. Elba. Anyway, it's not the same. He had a movie that was also nominated, F1. That movie was nominated for Best Picture, but he wasn't nominated for Best Actor, and he did not win Best Actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, Lori. Girl. So I wonder, she might have been at the Oscars watching her ex-move.
Oh, that's true.
If she was there with Idris, the damson Idris, she might have been like.
And that whole generation, it's like, Lord.
What you mean?
Like, you got to walk in a room and see all these exes. Like, you, because she's at a level where it's just like, now the caliber that you at, it's not that many of y'all. Like,
somebody said she was there. She was there. Listen, she's living her best life.
Yeah, she having a good time.
She's living her best life. She make her own money. Still, I was like, I would be like, God dog. But again, I don't know. He might be a terrible boyfriend. Well,
this ain't working out. Mm-hmm. It's mutual.
Yeah. Yeah.
And continue to be mutual. It's company I used to work for, this man owned it. I don't need to put their names out there. His wife, his man, they are multi-million, probably billionaires. Real down to earth, real cool guy, right? His wife used to be either, I think she was engaged to George Bush. And it was known throughout the company of, no, she couldn't be with him because he wasn't intelligent.
Oh.
That she don't look, I'm sure she don't look at it as, oh, I took lesser than because that man is doing very well in life.
Right. And not extremely
well. And not the target. Yeah. He ain't got to be in public eye. He can just own a shitload of property throughout California, Southern California on top of that, and some in Italy. God dang. Mm-mm. Just remember that. Man got 2 Riva boats.
I know
it don't mean nothing to y'all. Look that up.
I'm like, I don't know what that means.
A Riva boat? That's the James Bond boat that looked like polished wood. Real expensive. Uh-huh. Yeah, he got 2 of them. One just sitting over in Italy for when he goes. Mm. Anyway, so you never know. She don't regret it not one bit. This is like, that was rhinestones at the Christmas party every year. Her. Rhinestone dress.
Yes.
Her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Same dress every year. Same dress every year.
Not to say, now, I don't know the intelligence level of George Bush, but the man that she with is he's extremely intelligent.
This is such a sidetrack. I went to check the tabs to make sure nothing important had came through and ended up accidentally inside of my Delta email. We're doing Secret Sorors right now. I'm participating in Secret Sorors. So
what is it? Demonic stuff over there?
No. But I
was it? 3 rows of 6 candles?
No, the thing is the thing is I had to assign myself a Secret Soror. So I know who is the person giving me gifts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the person sent an email into the second vice president email and was like, good morning. Could you please do me a favor and find out if my Secret Soror receives a Dear Delta subscription? I'd like to know if I can possibly gift her something from my collection. She's asking me to ask myself.
Oh, because she don't know.
No, she knows. She's just still playing along. She knows I know it's her because I had to send the thing. Anyways, so let's tell them real quickly. Well, I'll set it up. 13 years ago, I got to shoot a web series with my girl, Denora Walcott. She played the lead. You all could possibly look it up. It's called The Reason. I played her best friend. It was directed by another one of our good friends named Lauren Snowden. She shopped it around. It was getting really good feedback. However, it was just a couple of years before Insecure came out, and Insecure was already like being shopped around with Issa and with the backing of some like really amazing people. And The Reason feels slightly similar to Insecure.
It's damn near Insecure before Insecure.
Yeah.
Like if you were to watch it, the only reason you would know this was so long ago is everybody looks different.
Yeah.
But if you were to watch it, you would think, oh, they just copied Insecure. And they didn't. It was such a good concept.
It was.
It was a good concept because Insecure went for however many seasons.
And the thing is, they could have did both shows at the same time because one
that elevator scene was so goddamn good.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so funny.
Insecure definitely gave a little bit of a different vibe than this. This one felt more... This one I feel like leaned more into the goofy comedy. Not that Insecure didn't, because obviously Issa Rae was battle rapping herself in the mirror. But
this one had like, yeah.
So now verticals are a huge thing in the world of entertainment, where people are shooting longer form things for vertical format, right? Which I think is crazy that that's a big thing. I'm like, okay, you just cut the damn thing differently. Anyways. Because more and more...
I thought that too, but I was like, I clearly don't know. So no, I'm in my lane.
Because more production companies, more studios are investing money in verticals.
Meaning, did you already say like cell phone?
Yeah, I think
did you say
yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's for cell phone.
Yeah, instead of like horizontal for like TV and stuff, now it's like vertical meaning the entity of watching that on a cell phone.
So I was like, Lauren hit me up and was like, hey, Angel, my uncle talked to me. He's going to help me finance. He wants me to jump into the vertical space. I was thinking about bringing back The Reason. Are you down? Again, it was 13 years ago. I was like, absolutely. Lauren, I love you. Whatever you want to do. So she had to do some rewrites. Now, mind you, we shot it 13 years ago. So she's like, she was like, we got to do a time jump. I was like, why? Just pretend like it's the next day. Just pretend like it's the next day. We all look the same.
And when I tell you, yeah, when I tell you it looked like everybody went from single or just being married to now I've been married for 13 years and I got a bunch of kids. Like, yes. Everybody.
I'm about 50 pounds heavier. Denora's probably got 20 pounds on her. The guy who played her love interest, he got about 30 on him. The girl who played her student looks older than all of us now.
There was one scene, Denora was get hurry up to get dressed. So she's like getting undressed. She's taking her shirt off. She got on like a sports bra or whatever.
She got on regular bra, some pants. Yeah.
And some pants. Stomach shredded. I mean, just 4-pack, 6-pack.
She was in great shape. We do all these. I'm in workout gear the damn near the whole
oh,
thing.
Yeah.
Y'all I had a little bitty pooch from having little Marcus, but
you
I
didn't
was
have
so,
no pooch.
I did. I had just the smallest little pooch. All and right. I was like, I'll take that pooch. Oh, I would love
she had
that
a
little pooch.
The thickness of leggings. That's what
I was like, oh my God, this is. I was so small, and my voice was so high.
Oh, yeah. Angel's voice was
different.
I was
like, what are you doing? I didn't remember my character's name. Anyways, in this new season, we're introduced to new characters. And Lauren asked me, she was like, do you think Marcus would be down to shoot a role for me? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. Here's his number. You can ask him. She asked
Marcus. Yeah, she texted me. She was like, hey, I wanted to know if you'd be interested. You know, I'm doing this. I'm like, yeah, sure. So she's like, oh my God, so excited. So we ended up talking or whatever. She's like, yeah, so I'll send you over, you know, the script. She's like, and we're going to do a table read, but she's like, I'm going to send over some, I'm going to need you that day to probably read over a few other characters too, just for the table read. I'm like, all right, cool. She was like, but I wrote this, she was like, as I wrote this character after it was done, she was like, oh my God, this would be perfect for Marcus or whatever. Like uh-huh. After she saw the character and everything the character was doing, it's like, no, this could only be played by one person.
Go ahead. So we had to do a table read.
Oh, so my bad. Yeah, I was going to talk. So yeah, so I'm looking at the character, whatever. And then I can't even get to the character because she sends me a list of the characters that I'm going to be reading on the day. First of all, I don't know if y'all have ever looked at a script. It's not easy to look at a script and read it and know what's going on. So I got to make sure I'm familiar with like literally 7 different characters. Like I'm basically playing every single guy except for the main guy character.
The two main guy characters.
Yeah. Every other male I'm reading for it plus mine.
The two main guy characters and her boss are the only ones you didn't read.
And the boss. Forgot about the boss. So then it comes time for I've never done a table read. I don't even know I've seen it on TV where they do a table read or maybe like a little snippet of people. I'm picturing people sitting around a conference room table and they just going over the script and somebody reading all the little in between like directional stuff. I don't even know what that's called.
Stage directions.
What is OC and VO? No, CO and VO. I know VO is a voiceover.
Yes.
What's CO?
I don't remember seeing CO.
I saw it a bunch of times. Anyway. This stuff like that, I'm completely oblivious. So I'm like, let me at least know I get a good roadmap of where I need to be going on the day of.
Marcus tore that table read up. He was hysterical. This is what happens. We walk in. Lord, don't give me a good explanation of what's going to happen. We drive out to her university. I'm thinking, like Marcus is thinking, we'll all be at a conference room table. This is for her to hear the word.
Well, I was thinking that, but I still wasn't sure because, again, I've never done anything like this.
I have. So I was like, there might be a couple of extra people who are there just to give her notes, right? Yeah. People she trusts. I walk into the building.
First of all, there's food setting out because they've been there apparently all day.
They were supposed to have started an hour before we got there watching the old episodes. So anyways, I walk in and it's like a lecture hall.
Yeah.
So
it's an auditorium
where the professor speaks. It would be down lower and it's rake seating. It's an audience full of people.
The tables, the mics. So your angel walks in. She's like, oh, I walk in and I'm like, oh, okay. Again, because I don't know what to expect anyway. So
I said, Marcus, do you want to go over your characters? Because y'all know, y'all have experienced my husband. He don't read the ads on this show for a reason. He's like
that cold reading.
He's like He going
out loud. Cold reading's bad. Doing it out loud where it's like you gotta inflect your voice, and you know I'm not sure. But on the other hand, I'm gonna read it. Y'all heard me read. I read like a goddamn robot when I'm cold reading.
So I was like, "You want to run your characters?" Because now there's a whole bunch of eyes that weren't gonna be here before. And he was like, "No," and I was like, "Okay, I'm not about. If he feel good, he feel good. I ain't gonna put nothing on it." Marcus kills the table read, right? Everybody's cracking up. Character choices, phenomenal, right? And so we leave and we're in the car and I was like, you have to bleep this out. What the fuck was that?
And I'm like, what?
I said, I'm a high key pissed. And he was like, what? I said, I be having to read all the ads during our podcast because I know that reading out loud is not your judge. It's not your thing. I said, but you just went in there and read 10 characters and not just well, like knew how to deliver the joke so that people got a real feel for what these characters are supposed to be like.
I was like, I read over each of these characters like 8-10 times. Like I had to get familiar. I had to get familiar with the other people's lines too, so I know when to jump in. Cause again, I've seen Angel, Denora, Brisha, I've seen them go over scripts and go over lines, and I'm like, how do they do this shit so fluently? Like, seeing it for the first time, it's like, now, girl, send me the paper. All right, I got it. Y'all should, I need to start filming these auditions when they rehearsing an audition. This is like, so y'all rehearse this for like a couple of days? Like, no, we seen it for the first time. I'm like, so I know I'm about to be sitting in a room. I know Denora's skill set. I know Angel's skill set. Ain't no telling who else is going to be in the room. Lauren does this for a living. I'm like, I ain't about to sit up here and look like a goddamn idiot reading over a script for the first time. Technically, I am. So I said, no, I'm going to look over these. So I thought I was solid until in the middle of, no, right before we sat down, because they emailed us. And she's like, Marcus, you're going to be reading these characters. I'm like, all right, I got this person, this person. So I'm counting them down. So I go through. I'm like, all right, I got that person. And I'm good on this scene. Next scene, oh, I got to read these two people. So we sat there the day of. Right before we start, she was like, oh, I'm going to add this person. You've reading this person too. I was like, okay. So as they're going, so I know I don't come in until like the second or third episode, something like that. So I'm going and like, look, because they gave us highlighters to highlight who you're reading. So now I'm going through and highlighting that. I'm like, oh, okay, what's this person saying? Okay, that person. All right, let me try to get familiar with that real quick. So we now in the middle of it. It started. Lauren comes up to me. She was like, oh, gives me two more people. I'm like, Lauren, you are killing me right now. What in the entire hell? So I'm like in the middle. So as they read and I'm flipping through the script looking for these other people. And one of them was a father. Mm-hmm. And the other one, no. So, all right. So one was a father. It said, I don't know, Mrs. Ogle and Mr. Ogle. Every time I see Ogle, I highlight it, not realizing I done highlighted both of these people.
Yes.
So then as they're going and the mom says something earlier, I was like, oh my God. So now I got to go. I'm going through all of this during the table read. Now I got to go back through and scratch out hers that I done highlighted, but it worked out. But I was like, she don't know what she doing to me right now.
When I tell you I was hot and I saw her giving him lines and I was like, I don't know what's going to happen.
Kept like, I started with the list and then you should have seen her sticky note she brought to me. I was like, this fool is killing me right now. I got familiar with the other characters to where I was, because I read each character in a different personality because needed to sound different. So I was trying to do different personalities for each one. Then it got to them last ones. I was like, well, luckily he don't say too much like the one before. But I said, let me just go on and try to give him a character. But
when I tell you, I really was like pissed, proud, but pissed off too. I was like, okay, all right. So you've been playing me. He's like, those ain't those are just regular words. It's not like the copy for the ads.
Y'all kiss my ass ads. I read man shit ad. That's what I'm gonna read. So there was a dude beside me. He was reading the main character. So when it was done, he said, so you have multiple personality disorder. I said, what? That was crazy. He's actually working on something, which is so dope. I hope it gets somewhere. Mm-hmm. I can't say what, but he's working on something and he actually sent me over some stuff to see what they've shot so far that's actually gotten funding now. It's so fire.
Oh, you got to see it? You watched it?
I mean, the concept is dope. What they shot so far is just like.
Okay. I was like, you didn't tell me about it.
No, it's because I can't. NDA.
Yeah, you can tell me I'm your
wife. I can't.
I'm your wife.
You will never know unless it comes out. No, the concept.
He told me everything.
Because he asked me, he said, you know how to ride a horse? I said, yeah. I said, I know how to ride a horse, but I'm not a goddamn horse rider. I'm not a cowboy. He was like, thank you for being honest. Mm-hmm. He said, because we had people tell us they know how to ride horses. And he said, we get them out there and these do not know how to ride a horse. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what he said.
I believe it.
I said, but hey, you looking at me, I'm down. Because he was asking about like, he said, that's what made me feel good. Because he was just like, he said, so what do you do? And I was just telling him, he was like, so you don't act? I was like, nah, I said, it's my very first table read. He was like, what? I was like, yeah, I've never done this before. So
the web series is called The Reason.
Yeah, The Reason. Somebody. Yeah, it's called The Reason. So he was just, so he was telling, he said, dude, you should, I said, I started explaining why. I said, I don't respect the industry because the industry doesn't respect the people that are trying to get in it and the people that are in it. I said, I watched them struggle for 20 years and watched their time get disrespected and them get caught in these auditions. I said, I will audition or you know, do a character for a friend, something like that. I'll audition for a friend, but I'm absolutely never going out on a blind audition for some Hollywood bullshit.
And he is.
I won't. I'm about to kiss get his, my ass. They I'm got to call it, me. Hey.
I'm getting Marcus's.
No, Steven Spielberg got to call me and be like, we want I'm you come here and refit. All right,
both
Steve.
Marcus's is this your personal cell phone? Shots done by Denora in the next week or so. And I'm about to start submitting them to stuff that
I'm not going.
Listen, it's going to be very specific. Things that I know, he got to look like a type. We got to look.
We've already discussed this. Yeah. I am not the type.
I'm be like, it's this for this. And you be like,
I'll go read it one time.
All right, I'll do it once. You book that thing. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Angel, all you got to do
is not give a shit. No, you know, you do good on the stage. You don't really like, I'm just going to go in. No, we'll see.
All you got to see, Angel, when you really lock in.
I'm going to have on a cardigan and some glasses looking over them. So, Angel. I really don't. Like I told Angel, don't. I said these family auditions. Don't put me down there no more. I told my people
that I don't have a husband. I'm to not audition doing with it. Me.
I'm not doing it. It's so disrespectful.
Yeah, I'm definitely.
And I don't give a damn about that. Now kiss my ass.
That's all right. We gonna get you in a couple of things, and that's it. You're gonna be in a good battle movie. And you get to be
my
like,
all-time dream. I want to do a black cowboy movie.
I don't love this industry, but put me
I do a black cowboy movie. They all need to make it. Lauren?
Okay, let me tell you this real quick because I got to let y'all go. Essence, Black Women in Hollywood. I was invited by Disney, Power of Joy creator on Monday. The brunch was on Thursday. As soon as I saw the question, I was like, yes! I've been wanting to go to this lunch since 2008. Me and Denora talk about it every year. I've always compared my journey in Hollywood as a house party, like a banging house party, but I can only see it through the window. I'm outside and they will not let us in. They are very much so like, you're not on the list. You're not on the list. And there's been a couple of times where I feel like they've let me inside and then they've been like, no. So sorry. No, I don't know who told you that you were supposed to be in here, mm-hmm. but you're not. So getting invited as a content creator feels like I got let in through the back and came through the kitchen.
Yeah.
However, I feel like when I got in the room, the attendees were like, Angel!
Where you been? We've been looking for you. Y'all didn't invite me.
Well, they're not over the invitation. How you been? Oh my God. The room was so warm. The carpet was so what you got to do at these events where you're not the star, right? You got to go attend the carpet early. You got to be the first person on the carpet because as soon as they have a star that's bigger than you, the media outlets could give two shits about you.
Yeah, they damn near will push you out of the way.
Because they know that once the celebrity gets on the carpet, they're only going to be on the carpet for a little while. So I got to do some good, like, press moments because we were on the carpet first. But even one of the creators, Crystal Luster, she got stuck in like this ever like hamster wheel because we did. I did an interview after Ryan Michelle Bathe did an interview with Scott Evans and Stacey Ike. I was next because Ryan was the only person on the carpet before me. Then Miss Christine, who goes by Curvy Trendy, she was next, or Trendy Curvy. Well, by the time they got ready to bring Crystal up, we had like people like a Loretta Devine. We had people like Terry Vaughn that already started to get to that spot. So they were pulling them up and she had to wait. And that's the type of stuff that I no longer have the patience for. So now I at least know how to work the system. And once I see, oh, the celebs are coming, I'll be like, mm-mm. Let me get myself off the carpet because you're not about to make me feel some type of way about myself. Yeah. We just ain't. So anyways, all the actresses, like, and people behind the scenes that already know me, it was so funny. I'm over there kiki laughing with the women of Paradise. Now, mind you, I didn't do no scenes with them. One woman recognized me off jump. And it took me a second to realize, baby, they don't know you, Angel. These mm-hmm. women... You've never met them, so you and this, you need to introduce yourself. Yeah. Well,
the people of Bel-Air did meet you and didn't recognize you.
Oh, they sure as hell did. They didn't.
They was like, oh, you. Like,
it took them a second. So the one lady who played the girlfriend to the president, she offers her hand. She was like, hi, I'm such and such. What's your name? And I was like, Angel. She was like, so nice to meet you. This is da-da-da. This is da-da-da-da. She clocked and recognized who I was. She was like, your work was so great. Mm. We absolutely loved it. And I was like, thank you. The girl who played the daughter on the show to Sterling K. Brown, she was like, oh, she said, girl, we watched that. We were just blown away. Now, the woman who played Sterling's wife on the show, she doesn't know. She's just like, we're black women in Hollywood, so we're having a good mm-hmm. time when we're talking. Da 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 da. So I say something, I can recognize this. I say something and I can't. I said, congrats on season 2. I'm so glad I got to be a part of the season premiere. And she says, oh my God. That was you. She said, this whole entire time, I didn't realize it. I was like, no, there was no reason for you to realize, like, we never met. She gave me a big embrace. She said, girl, you killed that. She was like, you did. So she was like, Shailene was telling us how, like, beautiful it was that you all got to create y'all's own world at first. She was like, it was a really nice experience for her. So it was great. I got to meet Zendaya. It was so funny how many people I just already new. So like Christine and Crystal, and I'm about to close this story out. Christine and Crystal were waiting to speak to Zendaya. Well, I am good friends with Zendaya's executive assistant or manager. I don't know what he is to her. I know him through Shania. He comes and finds me. He's like, hey, I was like, Darnell. I give him a big hug. I was like, let's do a selfie. He said, come on, I want you.
Everybody got a Darnell.
Yeah, I know.
Why is it?
He was like, come on, I want you to meet Zendaya. So he grabs me by the hand and I'm walking up. Right. And I see them there and they're kind of quietly waiting. And I said, oh, did y'all want to meet Zendaya? They were like, yes. And I was like, OK. I was like, Darnell, this is Crystal and this is Christine. I was like, they want to be able to meet Zendaya, too. He was like, OK, yeah. And they were looking at me like, girl, I was like, this is so great. Last part of the story. They honor people at Essence Women of Hollywood. I see they're going to honor Scandal, Kerry Washington. I see they're going to honor the women behind the scenes of Sinners, as well as Wumi, who played the love interest to Stack. And I see they're going to honor LaTanya Jackson, that is Samuel Jackson's wife, but she is a force to be reckoned with as an actress. Mm-hmm. Then I see, oh, they're honoring the sponsor, Chase Infinity, the bank / credit card. I was like, that's strange that they're honoring a bank or a credit card. But you know what? If they're giving all this money, yeah, you say something nice. So Tiana Taylor gets up there to talk about Chase Infinity. And she was like, you know, it was such a pleasure working with this young lady. And I was like, wait, Chase Infinity is not a financial institution. They finally pan the camera. It is a whole human being named Chase Infinity. I said, who is this baby?
I can't laugh at you because I would have been right there with you.
Because
I'm like, I don't see no Chase Bank signs.
Truly, I was like, first of all, that's
usually that'd be like,
like if they are your the title red carpet, sponsor.
Yeah, red carpet, the little logo back there.
Right. If they're your title sponsor, it's odd that they're not putting more out. That would be me
looking
out
at the carpet. Now it's BET. Now it's NAACP. I see no Chase.
They
must not donate that much money as
year. I see Disney.
That war really getting in these people's pockets.
Baby, when I saw she was a real girl, I said, all right. I said, this is where I am in life. Yeah. I don't know none of these. I said, I thought it was a bank. And I was wondering, even though it was the rising.
Saying Zendaya, I better see her first at the same time. Because now you done said enough time, I'm like, oh yeah, little light skinned baby. People like, we're going to meet Zendaya. What country is that in? Meet Zendaya. Oh.
Yes, we're going to meet
her.
I've been like MJ from the later Spider-Man movies.
Ah. Where's she at?
Yeah, that's what I would have to say.
That's me.
So Chase Infinity is like a younger version of her. She's another little biracial girl.
Ah.
That apparently is now a big star.
Let's see.
But when I tell you, it was so great to be in that room.
Phone over here listening to me.
People asked where you were.
I don't recognize this baby right here.
Yeah, you wouldn't. The two movies she's been in, we've never seen.
Oh, she only been in two?
She said, I have only two projects that have ever come out, is what she said. I was like, and we already honoring you? Okay. All right.
Wow, that girl was born in 2000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They honored her?
Yes. The banking institution. People asked where you were.
Why?
Was
I supposed to be invited?
No. And I'm glad that you weren't, in the sense of it was a lot of, hey, hi. Eventually you would have been like, when is this going to be over? Mm-hmm. Why are we not? Well, if it was a shorter event, I would have been like. Yeah,
because I'd be for meeting people for a certain amount of time.
Yeah, if it was a shorter event, I got there at 10:30 and did not leave until 4:30.
Oh, yeah.
I was so happy you weren't there. I was like, as much as I know Marcus would have loved meeting some of these people and saying, hey, I would have felt his annoyance. And I would have been like, oh, baby, need to go. Baby needs to go home. But you were missed because people did ask for you. Kyla Pratt.
That's the homie right there.
Yeah, she was like, I just saw your husband.
She did. We was at the NAACP event, and I'm making my way to the stage. Angel's not there yet, and I'm making my way to where like Marquita and the rest of our friends were, and I hear somebody say, Marcus! And when I turned to see somebody coming toward me, it was Kyler Pratt. I was like, oh my God.
It's crazy.
We are mad cool, and you are a celebrity. She about ran up and hugged me. I was like, what's going on? We sat there and talked, of course, asked where Angel was.
I got to see Marseille Martin, who I ain't seen in a while.
I ain't seen Marseille.
Oh, I'm a Texan girl today.
Last time I seen Marseille, she was still a little girl. So she's like
grown.
I know. I'd be seeing her online now. I'm like, girl, you look a little grown.
She's a grown-ass woman, which is blows my mind. I feel like I've known Marseille since she was either 11 or 9. So I'm like, what is happening? So it was nice to be in the room. It was a very warm, friendly room. It feels like a class reunion. And it was, I was in my sweet spot because obviously I had something that just came out that people saw. So they were all like, girl. I'd be like, yes, what is it?
Two things. If they watched Bel Air too.
Yeah, but like the one just like recently came out. So it was really nice. I was glad I was invited into the room. I said, please, you can have me back if you would like. The food was good. The drinks were good. Kevin was drunk. Kevin was definitely drunk. And they made the mistake of putting me, Kevin, and Tab, and Melissa all at the same table. I said, we're not good people together. We're not good people together at all. But Yeah, it was everything I thought it would be. It was really, really nice. It was. So hopefully I'll be invited back, but having as an actress. But if not, I'll come back as an influencer because I'm not ashamed.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed.
It blows our mind when people be like, so you're into acting now. Hey. She was already that way before influencer.
Yeah. So it was good. It was nice to be in the room. It was a good time. And I'm glad I looked cute. That's an outfit I done wore multiple times whenever on the red carpet. And I was so grateful. It's by a black designer, Olars Grace, from out of London. She's, I think, Nigerian.
You didn't buy it in Target, did you?
No, but typically, yeah, I would have been at Target.
But if it was, it got it right up out of Target.
It would have been. It was between that or this J. Bolin green outfit. But I'm glad I wore that one. It felt comfortable. I felt like I didn't have to suck in, and I looked cute.
And if anybody knows, in all sincerity, I'm saying this for the live feed with Patreon, as well as the people that come back and watch this on YouTube. If you know the reasoning for the boycott of Target, versus and what they are doing different from any other company, please put below if it's anything different.
Yeah.
If it's different, well, Target did this and Walmart and Amazon didn't do that, or Kroger or Ralph's or whoever, I don't know.
Right.
Please put it, because I am truly curious. Otherwise, I don't give a shit. But I might go as soon as I leave up out of here.
Please stand 10 toes down on whatever you feel is right for you to do. That wasn't. The Target boycott wasn't one that I felt like was something that I necessarily was like, this needs to happen. I'm glad that there was some forward motion and that there were demands met.
Because the demands met, like Target, even though apparently they wasn't meeting those demands before, they were closer than anybody else, I'm sure.
What I will say is that, you know, for most people, this meant just not shopping at Target. I turned down, I think, 2, maybe 3 brand deals during my Target boycott.
Yeah. Brand deals that's going to help feed black babies.
So say what you want. I'm going to tell you right now. I did my part. My part is over for that.
I was never going to turn down no Target brand deal. I can promise you that.
You stay in the fight. You stay in there.
Yeah, stay in there if that's in your heart. But I truly want to know. I don't blindly just do nothing. I ain't gonna blindly boycott just because people say it's bad.
I boycotted for the reasons that were laid out by Jamal Bryant, but I did not fully agree with them. I was just like, okay.
That's like getting out of a pool of piranha and jumping into a pool of sharks. Like, I'm gonna shop at Walmart and Amazon.
I mean, there's some people who have boycotted all 3 of those, and God bless you. If I could figure it out and it not make my life so freaking cumbersome.
Yeah, but where you going? You got grocery stores to get your groceries.
Yeah,
but who's to say the grocery stores are even any better? You got Ralph's, Kroger.
I mean, people make
Albertsons.
People can make the choices they need to make.
Who you going? CVS, Walgreens.
I don't know how there are certain things.
CVS probably worse than all of them, come think of it.
What I would have to do is we would have to pare down our life a lot, which I'm not prepared to do, and then figure out how I would get things needs met. But I don't have a full. That would take me about a solid month to figure out how my life would need to change, and then what stores I would feel like that I should patronize that really uphold what I truly believe.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would say.
Yeah, somebody said they think they were one of the companies that donated to the Trump, but so did Walmart and Amazon. That's what I'm saying. What has Target done different to be the Target?
I can't stand you. Jay said, if Jamal is now our leader, I'm hitting out. I'm going to hit out. Listen.
Like I said, I don't even know that man. I was just standing in solidarity. I'm only standing. Look, I done picked one. And that I didn't agree with. I don't even know these. I got to look these ladies up and find out why they decided to boycott. And then I'm going to need to know what Target has done different that they are.
Yeah, yeah. While I never listened to that man before, when I first heard of the boycott, I think I told y'all, here's the thing. I actually heard it from a white man, and I said no. I heard murmurs from black people, but there wasn't like a specific person making a charge for it. Then there was like a white dude who did this whole video on it. And I said, and I won't. Then the next loud voice I heard was Jamal. And he was the first person that like outside of that white dude that like laid out reasons, demands, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. So then that's when I was like, okay, this is feeling more like an official thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to get on board, even though I don't necessarily agree.
Right. Yeah, Chickadee. And I don't think they even rolled it back. I think they just rebranded it. But then, like, with the whole, with the Target thing, once I saw that, I was looking for, like, what somebody just said. All right, so who's next? Are we going to shift over to Walmart or Amazon now? Like, if it worked over here. Again, this is before I knew about the other people that were saying boycott it all together. What's the next target? Because it's like, again, what's the difference between them and the others?
Yeah. Yeah. So, yes, no, if there's some other things that make Target outside of they acted like they were our ally. Let me tell you, any business that is doing work with black folk is because it makes sense.
Yeah.
That's what I'm always going.
Dollars. Makes sense. It makes dollars and sense.
And I mean sense with C-E-N-T-S, not S-E-N-S-E.
Which makes it make sense.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't. Not in this capitalistic world. I really, when there is money to be made, it's always going to be follow the money versus it being like a moral, like we need to help black people.
Them same people right there on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Who owns it?
Now, listen, Tranquil Gold, that's for real. I will not have no job, but you telling the God honest truth.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. I'm going to talk to y'all later. We're going to talk to y'all later. God bless y'all. God keep y'all. Patreon, y'all stay on. We'll talk to y'all for a little bit. All right.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.